This is Leo for Actualize.org. In this video, we're going to talk about how to be yourself. All right, so let's break into this one. How do you be yourself? How do you be your authentic self? How do you stop acting for other people? How do you stop being a people pleaser? And how do you honor who you really are? This is something that I've actually struggled with for pretty much most of my life. And it's been a really tough journey and it's held me back in a lot of ways. Always being a people pleaser and always worrying about what other people thought about me. I have other videos. I have a great video up there that talks about how to stop caring what other people think about you. So you might want to check that one out as well. But here, let's talk about how to be yourself. So what I want to go into is some of the reasons of why you're behaving this way, why you're having difficulty being yourself. And I want to give you a couple of ideas about how to start to turn that around. So that's what this video is going to be about, real quick. Basically, you can probably notice that there are people in the world that are comfortable being who they are. They're very grounded. They're very solid. It's almost like they don't give a shit. There's that type of person. Maybe you have friends that are like that, or you've met people like that. And then there's the other type of person, which is the type of person that is always living afraid of what other people will think of them. And what they do is they take their authentic self and they bury it. And their authentic self, it's like this shining light that's inside of them, right? Picture like a little sun inside of you, this shining beacon of light. But what happens is that you put layers and layers of negative beliefs and limiting beliefs and social conditioning, religious conditioning, bad parenting. You put all that on top of it until that shining beacon is so covered in grime and dust and mud that literally none of the light can break through. Just maybe in little places where you have a crack here or a crack there. And what you've got is you've got this very unilluminated beacon. And that's what's fueling you. And that's how your life is coming from that place. And if you come from this place, it's hard to be successful in life. It's also hard to be truly fulfilled and truly happy because your authentic self is buried. And you've got all this logic and reasoning and beliefs around why it should remain buried. And so unless you go in there and start to dig around, really you're not going to fix it. What's going to happen is that you're going to keep it buried for the rest of your life. And you're not going to be self-expressive the way you want to be. You're not going to be your glowing, radiant self. And you're not going to be magnetic. And so people will not really be attracted to you as much as they should be. And you're going to have trouble in your relationships. You're going to have trouble in business and career. You're going to have trouble with communication skills, with speaking to people, with personal fulfillment too. So it's not just about how you interact with others, but your personal fulfillment. You're going to lack fulfillment on a deep level, because you're not able to express yourself. So let's talk about what are some of the things that are holding you back. The biggest thing that's holding you back is that you've got this mental image. You've got literally a mental image or even a movie that you play of what you look like from other people's points of view, right? It's as though you're being watched. I can speak about this very articulately because I'm talking from my own personal direct experience here, is that I have this. And I've had this for a long time. I've really numbed it down lately over the last 5 years. I've really worked a lot of those issues out. But I still have that lingering, and I'm still working through this. Is that I still, when I'm just walking through a crowd, or I'm at a Starbucks, or I'm at the gym, or even when I'm sitting at home, it's always as though I'm being watched through a camera. I kind of have that sense. It's like a sixth sense. And on some level, this can be nice. There could be maybe some advantages to that. You're a little bit more reflexive, you're more aware and cautious of what you're doing, but it's also stifling because you're always looking at yourself as though you were looking and judging yourself as a third person, right? And you put yourself into other people's shoes and you ask yourself, well, what does that person think of me? You know, how did this play off? How did what I say affect them? How did that affect their mood, their feelings? And that whole game, you start playing this game of what other people think about you. And you tell yourself that this is actually okay, that this is the right way to live. And you tell yourself that the reason you do this is because you're an empathetic person, because you actually care about other people. And that's what I told myself as well. The problem is that you're too empathetic. Like everything in life, there has to be a balance, right? And the problem here is that you're overly reactive to what other people think about you. I'm not telling you to be a dick. I'm not telling you to be an asshole or a bitch. What I'm telling you is that if you are having difficulty being yourself and you care a lot about what other people think about you, then you need to shift the scale to the other side, a little bit towards the uncaring side. Don't worry, you're not going to go overboard. It's going to be too hard for you to become totally cold and heartless. You're not going to ever get there. But we do need to start to shift you. So basically, you have to stop caring about what other people think about you. Anything that will get you to stop caring is going to improve your function in life. It's going to make you more self-expressive. I think the core of why you care about what other people think about you is because somewhere deep down inside of you, you feel like what they offer you can have true and lasting value. Now, really think about this because this is a deep idea. Somewhere deep down inside, you tell yourself that this person that you're interacting with, whether at work or in your relationship, in your family, with a friend, that this person can give you something. And that something is so meaningful, is so valuable that you need it. And therefore, you will do whatever it takes to get it. Now, this could be a tangible material thing, like money, but in most cases, it's not that. It's more ethereal. What you're actually after is you're after approval. What you want is approval, and approval feels so good, right? When your self-image is validated by other people, when people tell you that you're a nice person, when people compliment you on how you dress, on how you look, on how sexy you are, on how masculine you are, on how confident you are, when people tell you how good a provider you are, how much money you're making, how much status you have, how cool your car is, how good you're doing at work, how excellent you are, how proud they are of you, right? All of this, all of these things are basically ways of lavishing you with approval. And it might sound on the surface like, well, what's wrong with that? You know, what's wrong if someone tells me that they love me? What's wrong if someone tells me I did a good job when in fact I did do a good job? What's wrong with someone giving me a compliment on how I dressed if I really put in a lot of time and effort and dressed really nice? Shouldn't I get complimented for those things? I mean, there's nothing really wrong with that as long as you're not going overboard. The problem is when you start to need it psychologically, it becomes like a crutch. It literally becomes like a drug for approval. And it can be really difficult to wean yourself off of this. And what you're telling yourself deep down somewhere, unconsciously, is that actually, this approval is something valuable. It's something like you need. You want it. It's so important, right? Either that or something tangible that you're getting. Maybe it's the sex that you're getting from your relationship. You're telling yourself that, well, that's something I want. That's something that's valuable to me. That money that you're getting, maybe from your parents or from someone that's supporting you or even from your job, you know, you tell yourself, well, I really need that money. Or that love that you're getting in a relationship or with your friends or, you know, wherever, that support that you're getting, the assistance that you're getting, maybe somebody is helping you with something. And so you feel kind of indebted to that person, a little bit obligated. You don't want to rub them the wrong way. You know, what if you say something honest to that person and then because of that, they think that you're some sort of weirdo or they think that they no longer want to associate with you. You know, that might affect your work relationships. Maybe that affects your business prospects. Maybe then your clients will think poorly of you. Maybe it'll get back around to your social circle. So you have all these kinds of thoughts. And because of this, you think that this is like all these things, sex, money, love, assistance, approval, all these things are valuable. And what you're going to discover if you really delve into personal development is you're going to discover that they're actually not valuable at all. And what I mean by this is that they can never give you true inner fulfillment. These are all things that you can chase. And these are all things that are very illusory and will make you feel like you're getting it, you know, like, oh, if I could just get a little bit more money, a little bit more sex, a little bit more love, a little bit more, you know, support from my friends, a little bit more approval from the people at work or from my boss, then I will be happy. But that's a big, big trap. It's a misunderstanding of really how happiness and fulfillment work. And really what you're looking for is you're looking there for stimulation and excitement rather than true happiness. This is too deep of a topic to cover here. If you're really interested in what true happiness is, I have a great video on that. It's called What is Happiness? go ahead and search for it. There I talk about some very advanced, deep concepts. I go further into this idea of what happiness is and that it's not what you think it is. But for now, you're just going to have to take me at my word that these things are really not going to make you fulfilled. And so really what you're doing is when you're kind of playing up to somebody else, you know, when you're holding back your opinions, when you're trying to act so that you're perceived in a good way, that's basically pretension. We might call that pretension. And ultimately what you're doing is, I want you to realize this, is that you're whoring yourself out. You're being a whore, very literally. What does that mean? That means that you're acting. You're not being authentic to you. You're not being yourself. Somehow you're sacrificing that so that you can get a positive reaction from somebody else, right? And this happens everywhere in life, and it can happen in very, very subtle ways. I mean, literally, you could be whoring yourself out when you go to a Starbucks, right? You go to a Starbucks, and there's a long line, and you're standing in line, and you're about to go up and place your order, and all of a sudden, someone like kind of cuts in front of you as though they had an order before you. But you know that they're like, they're trying to get their way in there. So they cut in front of you, but you say to yourself, well, what should I do? Like, I really don't like the fact that they cut. I should call them out on it. But on the other hand, I don't want to like cause this whole ruckus, and I don't want to like impose myself, right? I don't want to be perceived as being the jerk. Like, I don't want that guy to think that I'm being rude or something. And so you kind of hold yourself back, right? And you just stand there and you're like, well, I'll just let him go. It's not a big deal. But see, what happened there, even though that's like a very small, insignificant seeming thing, the significance of that is that you weren't being yourself. You weren't being authentic there. Because authentically, you were upset at that situation, and you felt like the right thing to do was to call them out on it. But you hesitated, you held back. And the reason you held back was because you didn't want, you know, there was something that you were whoring yourself out for. So in this case, it just might have been you didn't want him to think bad of you, that person that cut. You didn't want him to think bad of you, and so you just let it slide. And if you do that at Starbucks, I can only imagine where else you do it in your life. In your intimate relationships, in your business, at work, at the gym, right? It just, it's a philosophy that you have. And I know because I've come from this place. And so you lack assertiveness, you lack confidence, and you basically sacrifice yourself and your own values. But more than that, you sacrifice your soul, basically. You're basically selling your soul for a little hit of approval. You're selling your soul for a little hit of love or sex or money or some of that assistance that you're getting in your life somewhere. So I want you to recognize that, is that that's what you're doing. So maybe that sex, you might tell me, well, sex has value to me. I really enjoy sex. And love has value for me. I need love in my life. And I, you know, I need money. What's wrong with money? How am I going to pay the bills if I don't have money? And, you know, what's wrong if I need somebody to assist me? You know, people need assistance from other people. Well, there's nothing wrong with it, but, you know, is it worth the cost of selling out your soul? Is it worth the cost of all the fulfillment that you're sacrificing, that you're laying on the table? Because that's what you're doing. And the worst of it is that not only are you whoring yourself out in both subtle and big ways, but you're doing it for something that will never make you fulfilled. So I understand if you hoard yourself out for something that would actually last, would be of actual lasting value to you. But that's not the case here, right? Someone's opinion of you is not going to make you any more fulfilled. If everybody in the world loved you, that would not make you more happier than anybody else, really. It wouldn't go and penetrate deep in here. It would look nice on the surface, and it might make you happy for a few days, or for a few weeks, or maybe even a month or so. But it's not really going to make you satisfied. And having all the money in the world, being the richest person in the world, in and of itself, is not going to make you any really more satisfied. Not on the inside. It'll look nice on the outside. And same thing for, you know, the love that you're getting from a relationship. And the same thing with any kind of approval you're getting from your friends or your boss or your coworkers. It's not going to work. Because the happiness is got to come from inside out rather than from outside in. So you're whoring yourself out really for something that's actually very, very shallow too. So that's the worst of it, is that you're whoring yourself out for that. So what's the solution? Well, the solution is to accept that there are real costs to being you. There are costs to being you, right? There's a cost for standing up to truth. Sometimes people might think of you badly. Sometimes you might get fired for that. Right? Sometimes maybe you'll even get thrown in jail for that. Certainly a lot of cases in history of famous figures who that's happened to. Certainly your spouse might actually leave you, and your girlfriend or boyfriend, they might break up with you if you actually are your authentic self. So those are the costs. There are costs. I'm not saying that those are necessarily going to be the costs that you incur, but those could be some of the costs of being you. Now, you know, what's the flip side of this? Well, the flip side of this is that you don't need everyone to like you. And in fact, it's not even possible to make everyone like you, even if you do everything perfectly. So you have to just accept that certain people will not like you and that it doesn't really matter. In fact, your best strategy and success, chances at success in life, chances at fulfillment, and chances at the most people liking you is to be yourself. Because when you're yourself, your authentic self, you're magnetic. You're attractive. People want to be near you. Maybe not the same people that want to be near your fake self right now. So acknowledge that. I'm not saying that you can maintain everything in your life as it is and still be yourself. You might need to make some sacrifices. There might be some costs. Because chances are right now you hoard yourself out and now you have some social debts, right? And when I tell you to stop caring about other people and start being authentic, well, you're going to come up with all sorts of reasons about why that's too costly for you. You're going to say, well, then my boss will say something bad. My job might be in danger. My relationship might be in danger. Something else might be in danger. Well, what's more important to you? Is it more important to you for you to be getting those shallow things? Or is it more important for you to be self-expressive, to really be yourself, to really be fulfilled inside, and then to act from that, and to live your life from that, and to create a business from that place, to create a career from that place, to create a nice relationship from that place? What's more important? I mean, you can still keep whoring yourself out if you want to, but in the end, being a whore is not a good way to go through life. So my suggestion is to bite the bullet on this one and be yourself despite the costs. In fact, what I'll have you do is, we're going to wrap with this, something practical. I want you to write down a list of all the ways and all the areas in your life where if you started to really act yourself, really honest with yourself, and expressing yourself honestly, where you might incur some costs, where there might be some friction and some tension, what are those debts that you're now kind of sunk into? I want you to write those down at work, in your relationship, you know, in any kind of interactions you're having with other people, any area of life. Write them down. Maybe you think that you'll have strain in your marriage. Maybe you'll think you'll have strain at work. So write those down and be specific about what the costs are. And then when you survey the whole list of costs, I want you to say, am I satisfied with these costs? Or am I going to decide to be my authentic self despite the costs? Fuck the costs. Be yourself. You're going to be much happier. And ultimately, you're going to be more successful too. It just might take a while for you to recreate your life a little bit because some of those things might actually fall off your, you know, off out of your life. And when they do, you have to be okay with it because you have to recognize that when you are your authentic self, now people, it's going to be better. It's going to be more of a stable success because now people that are going to be attracted to you and situations that you're going to be involved in, those are going to be more authentic. They're going to be aligned with you, right? Rather than being the sham that they are right now. So you got to stop living this this sham kind of life. And the final exercise that I'm going to wrap on is the following, is I want you to observe yourself over the next day in very subtle ways. I want you to see how you're whoring yourself out, and I want you to call yourself out on it. So for example, if someone sends you a simple little email and you want to reply to it, but then all of a sudden you kind of stop yourself and your natural reply, you want to kind of you know, you want to soften the edges of it. You don't want to be coming off too impolite or too rude, or you're worried about what that other person is going to, how he's going to interpret your response. And you kind of dumb down your response on that email, make it kind of sweet and polite. Well, notice that. Notice what you're doing there is that you are whoring yourself out to get a positive reaction from that person. And at that point, I don't want you to judge yourself. This is kind of mindfulness. I also have a video on mindfulness you want to check out. This is a practicing mindfulness. Is you just observe yourself whoring yourself out, and you don't judge yourself. You don't say this is bad or good. You just let it be, and you just follow through, carry it through, whore yourself out, but be conscious. This time, do it consciously. And I want you to do that for the whole day and notice the subtle little ways in which you're doing it, kind of like that Starbucks example that I gave you. All right, so this is Leah. I'm going to be signing off. Be yourself. Don't be a whore. All right, you're going to be much happier not being a whore. Trust me on this one. This has been well proven through hundreds and thousands of years of wisdom, books and knowledge that have been written on this stuff. So it's definitely a solid principle to follow, is to be yourself and pay the costs. I'm signing off. Post me your comments down below. Please like this and share it. Click the like button right now if you like this. And of course, check out actualize.org and sign up to my newsletter. When you sign up to the newsletter, it's all free. I'm releasing exclusive videos and articles and other content and downloads that I'm going to have for you guys every single week. So you're staying on top of this stuff, right? So what we're doing with actualize.org is we're helping you to master your mind, master your psychology so that the results in your life are the way that you want them to be, right? Rather than the struggle that you've been going through. And the key element there is you. It's your mind, understanding how this works. Just the stuff that I've been talking about here, about how to be more yourself, this is a great start. But there's so many other areas in your life similar to this where, you know, these same kind of principles apply. And there's more to this topic as well about different exercises you could be doing and how to really make sure that you follow up on this stuff. Because one video, chances are, is not going to solve it for you. So the best way to stay on top of that is to sign up and to listen to all the stuff that I'm throwing out there for you guys for free. And that will slowly start to change your psychology and create the results that you want in your life. So this is awesome stuff. Sign up now and you get some exclusive free bonuses, 19-part video series for how to start busting your top limiting beliefs. And also you get a chance to win 2 hours of free coaching with me, which I give away to one of my subscribers every month.